Korean stocks in English. Austrian stocks in English. This is the Stock Hall of Fame.
Yeah, welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfina, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast, Audio Satiety, Indie Podcasts, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. The following script is based on our 21st Austria Weekly. It was finally a good Q1 ending for ATX, which went up 1.85% in week 13 and is now at 2.94% year-to-date. Best stock in ATX was BAWAG, even better performed S IMMO and Addiko Bank in ATX Prime. News in week 13 came from S IMMO, Marinomade, Strabag, Pira Mobility, FACC, Immofinanz, Frequentis and Palfinger. And yes, Palfinger, a big thanks to Palfinger. The company presented Austrian stocks in English for nearly 100 episodes. And now I hand over the microphone to the absolutely smart Allison.
Thank you, Palfinger, for supporting this for so long, and thank you, Christian, for handing over the microphone to me. Let us start with Monday. SMO. Total revenues of real estate company SMO increased from 260.5 million euros in the previous year to 336.5 million euros. This is due, among other things, to successful acquisitions in Austria and the Czech Republic. The result from property valuation was negative at euros minus 109.3 million, 2022, euros minus 78.4 million, which is mainly due to the current difficult economic conditions. Gross profit increased significantly to 179.3 million euros. BITDA reached 142.6 million euros, the highest figure in the company's history. In the third quarter of 2023, we established the Czech Republic as another core market for SMO and have already acquired a large, profitable portfolio in this context. We are also working intensively on the acquisition of a further portfolio of office and retail properties with a total leasable area of around 134,600 meters to the power of 2, a total asset value of 494.5 million euros and annual rental income of around 28 million euros, and have already signed a non-binding letter of intent, says Tomasz Szalajka, member of the management board. All of these acquisitions will help us to further improve and increase the strong operating result of 2023. SMO, weekly performance, 6.79%. Tuesday, Marinomed Biotech AG has entered into partnerships with Gaia Healthcare FSE LLC and Vita Plus KFD for the distribution of Kiragilose nasal sprays. Gaia Healthcare, a renowned pharmaceutical marketing and distribution company based in the United Arab Emirates, has secured the rights to market two different Kiragilose nasal sprays in the Gulf region. Gaia will be responsible for obtaining the regulatory approvals in the respective countries, envisaging a possible launch earliest in 2025. Furthermore, Marinomed has expanded its reach in selected Eastern European countries by entering a distribution partnership with Vita Plus, a Hungarian company owned by Belgium-based Seres Pharma. Vita Plus is a leading Hungarian pharmaceutical company active in the development and distribution of innovative and value-for-money branded food supplements and medical devices in Hungary and beyond. Vita Plus brands such as Medistas, Registered Sign, are well known by Hungarian pharmacists and consumers and very visible in Hungarian pharmacies and drugstores. Vita Plus is already driving pre-launch and marketing efforts of a Kiragilose-containing nasal spray, planning the first sales as early as 2024. Marinomed Biotech, weekly performance, 9.50%. Wednesday, Strabag. Construction group Strabag received major holdings notifications from Oleg Deripaska and Iliadis JSC indicating that MKAO Respiria Trading Limited has been transferred to Iliadis JSC, thus completing the sale in Russia that had been announced in December 2023. According to the notifications, MKAO Respiria Trading Limited, with its 24.1% stake in Strabag SE, is now controlled by Iliadis JSC, with Oleg Deripaska relinquishing his previous, indirect control. Strabag, weekly performance, -11.75%. Peer Mobility, the Peer Mobility Group, with brands like KTM, GasGas, etc., increased group revenue by 9.2% to €2,661.20 million, previous year, €2,437.20 million. In the 2023 financial year, despite difficult economic conditions and upheaval in the bicycle industry, earnings before interest and taxes, EBIT, fell by around 32% to €160.0 million, previous year, €235.3 million. This corresponds to an EBIT margin of 6.0%. At €323.5 million, EBITDA was around 15% below the previous year's figure. The EBITDA margin is 12.2%. As already reported, the executive board, in agreement with the main shareholder Pure Bajaj AG, will propose to the supervisory board in the annual general meeting a dividend of €0.50 per dividend, bearing share for the 2023 financial year on the basis of the result achieved. Peer Mobility, weekly performance, 6.56%. FACC, the aviation industry continued to develop positively in 2023. Aerospace supplier FACC AG was able to profit exceptionally well from this market development and increased revenue by 21.3% to €736 million in the 2023 financial year. At €17.5 million, the operating result more than tripled compared to the 2022 financial year and is in line with management's expectations. The challenging situation in the global supply chain was countered by introducing additional supply chain initiatives, including an increase in material safety stocks, the high rate of inflation by global standards in the European Union, particularly in Central Europe and Austria, and the resulting high increases in personnel costs also had an impact on earnings. FACC's long-term order book currently stands at a volume of around $5.8 billion. The high level of plant capacity utilization in 2023 will therefore continue in 2024. FACC, weekly performance, 7.98%. Thursday, Marinomed Biotech AG has reached an agreement with European Investment Bank, EIB, on the deferral of repayments of the €15 million venture loan granted in 2019. Under the amendment, repayment of Tranche 1 with a nominal value of €4 million will be shifted from October 2024 to April 2026. Tranche 2, with a nominal value of €5 million, will be shifted from December 2025 to June 2027. Marinomed will repay Tranche 3 with an outstanding nominal value of €4.7 million in biannual installments of €0.67 million between December 2025 and August 2028. Interest rates remain unchanged. The amendment contains further terms and conditions, including the extension of the existing royalty agreement for 5 years. The lenders of the real estate financing also agreed to suspend their capital repayments alongside with the EIB. Marinomed Biotech, weekly performance, 9.50%. Imofinance, real estate group Imofinance generated strong growth in rental income and operating results during the 2023 financial year. This sound development was based primarily on the full consolidation of SMO, the purchase of retail properties, and solid growth in like-for-like rental income. Rental income rose by 77.8% year-on-year to €533.6 million, and the results of asset management were 85.1% higher than the previous year at €418.5 million. The results of operations rose by a convincing 84.7% to €285.1 million, and FFO1, before tax, by 88.4% to €275.3 million. Imofinance, weekly performance, -3.62%. Frequentis, Tate Communications and Frequentis have formed a strategic partnership to introduce the innovative Lifx multimedia communication solution to North America. Under this exclusive agreement, Frequentis will provide Tate Communications with access to LIFX software, designed to seamlessly integrate various analog and digital radio systems, while also accommodating future capabilities such as digital mobile radio, DMR, mission critical data, MCX, 911, and next generation 911, and 911. Frequentis, weekly performance, 5.77%, Friday. Paufinger, management of lifting solutions provider Paufinger decided to reduce production levels due to continuing low order intake in the car region EMEA. As a result of this decision, a slight drop in revenue is expected for 2024 as a whole compared to 2023, as is EBIT 20% below that of record year 2023, EBIT 210.2 million, due to the high volume of billing in the last days of March 2024, Paufinger's management expects earnings for Q1, 2024, significantly higher than the same period of the previous year, EBIT Q1/2023, 48.9 million euros, Paufinger, weekly performance, 0.88%, and now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week, hear you next Sunday.
Present is the whole thing now.